I have a joke for you.
Okay.
The government is excellent and uses your tax dollars efficiently.
Now that's not BS.
No.
Maybe it is BS. Yeah, I guess he was just telling a joke.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
It was funny though. Yeah. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm independent. I think they're both crooked.
I agree with that.
And useless too.
You know, on these rainy days when it's cold, even though it's 60 degrees supposedly or 54 or whatever it is, I think we just need to kind of lay back a little bit and just relax.
Yeah.
Maybe start a fire and just chill.
Right. You know? Right. That's a good idea. Run it up to about 75 and just... Yeah. Oh.
Let your bones kind of melt in that a little bit. And just
go out and slop around in the mud.
Yeah. Play like the pigs.
I think that's another... I got the trailer loaded for delivery tomorrow, so I'm all set.
There you go.
I don't have to do anything.
You know.
So, let's do that. Let's play some laid back. I don't know about laid back, but lots of harmonies.
A little bit more chill, you know. A bit less aggressive and just more harmonies, more guitar, more relaxed music. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your life, Bill. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be. I like being up there in the woods by myself. I don't know why. It's just nice to be out of the way.
Yeah. That's true. There's too many in the way people who think about it, you know?
It's just money, money, money. Everything's about money. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. The whole world is crazy. They're all blowing each other up and trying to figure out the cost of what it costs to shoot down a $25,000 drone with a million-dollar missile.
That's even worse than that. You can get a drone made for like $200, and they're trying to use missiles to take it down. It's the one thing I'm glad that I'm no longer in the Army infantry is I don't have to worry about drones as much.
Yeah.
If everything goes fine, then I wouldn't have to worry about it. But, yeah, the drone thing is unnerving. I mean, you factor World War One, right? They were pounding each other with artillery and how that made men go mad from being just dropped on by such amount of ordnance. But to go from that to now drones, which you can't protect against, it's going into bunkers and stuff, you know, for dirt cheap. You can get like a $200 to $2,000 drone and just take out a whole platoon almost, you know. It's a little unnerving, you know. I'm being a little exaggerated on the whole platoon.
They won't have soldiers anymore. They just have robots fighting each other.
Maybe they'll be better.
Yeah.
You know.
See who's got the most robots left after this.
I'm not looking forward to a Terminator, but, you know, I look forward to, you know, I also, you know, we have to remember we're the most peaceful apes, you know. People think bonobos are peaceful. They're not. You can look that research up. They're 100 times more violent than humans. But we're the least violent ape almost, you know. Like, I think that's the reality. And so if you imagine how nature is so violent and we're peaceful compared to nature, I think...
I found a thing on YouTube. It's called True Crime, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of these stories that you never hear about how people got rid of their girlfriends or got rid of their wives so they could have a girlfriend or
stupid things,
stealing money from each other, and it's just on and on and on. Man, I was shocked at how many stories are on there, just one after another, and how the police, you know, had to figure it all out forensically, you know, and boy, it's hard to get away with anything.
Yeah, I hate to say this. Actually, if you look up the statistics, go look up this murder rate solvability rate. It will scare you a little bit. It's probably roughly only 40% of murders get solved.
Wow.
And so you got a huge issue, and that's with DNA evidence and everything, you know. Over time, they might get solved, but there's a lot of murders out there not solved.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of them. It took 10 years or 15 years before they actually figured it out.
But those are interesting. You know, I like the story. I don't say I like it, but I'm intrigued by Panzram, all the things he did, and how long it took for him to get caught. He did it for years and years. And so that's an example. Or the Golden State Killer, they found him through DNA evidence. Like, what happened is they got his DNA and then matched it online with other people's DNA results and were able to find it through like his fourth or fifth cousin, and then go through the genealogy tree and find out that, oh, it's this guy probably. So let's go get his daughter's DNA sample. And they proved it was him. And it's like, holy cow. So that stuff is good in some ways.
Can't do anything anymore.
No, you don't want to mess around too much.
Plus, they do a lot of cell phone pinging and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's how they track down some people's cell phones are in a dumpster or someplace. They never shut them off. Or
they can prove that you were there by using not even GPS, but just the cell phone. Like you said, the cell phone pinging. If you have three towers, then they can triangulate where you are. So that is reality. It's happening at a rapid rate. In some ways, it might even be abused somewhat. And that's something we should be writing to our congressmen to
Congressmen. What a joke.
Know that we don't prove that without a warrant. A warrant's okay, but no warrant, that's a little scary, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Where does it stop? You know?
Yeah. We have the Fourth Amendment. We should be respecting that.
Get rid of Mike Kelly. That's what we need.
You know, he voted nay on that bill.
He can go on vacation with Joe Biden.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, that it's all about having responsibility. When you have that much authority, you should have responsibility to that position and not...
Well, forget it. It ain't happening. You
know, you'd think that'd be the ideal. You know, we live in a federal republic that, you know, they should be respecting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, they don't.
And that to me is the concern, you know?
Laws are made to break.
Yeah. Well, it's our life, Bill. That's, you know, we have to kind of stand up for it, I guess, and make it clear where we stand in this world.
Oh, I think mine's about over.
Yeah, I think you got quite a few years left, Bill.
I don't feel like it.
You know, everyone says that to me when they're older.
Why? So I had a doctor's appointment here this last week, and he said something about how you doing, and I said, well, I'm getting older and uglier every day. I says, I said, you got a pill for that? And he says, well, if I did, I said, I'd be taking it. I think I got a good doctor this time. Yeah,
that's good.
So, yeah, let's play. It's My Life.
It's My Life by this one group that you like.
Yeah, Travel and Music or whatever.
Music, Traveling, Love, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
They're real love. All songs about love.
Yeah,
I think it's a little old.
It does, but it sells music. You know,
people. Yeah. People well, like whatever, your, whatever.
Heartbreak.
You know. However, they can make a buck. You know, go for it.
Yeah.
So, onward and upward.
1, 2, 3. This ain't a song for the broken heart. Forever.
calling you out. Don't bend, don't break, baby, don't back down. It's my life, and it's now or never. Cause I ain't gonna live forever, and I just wanna live while I'm alive. Cause it's my life.
That's good Purdy. Rainy day music.
Yeah, Purdy.
You've got to have some more of that. Yeah. You got this little fly or whatever they are.
It's a gnat, they call, I believe.
Wow, he just, I can't.
He's going for your eyeballs.
He lands on the microphone, I want to swat it. Oop, I missed him. Gee, they're too fast.
Yeah, they are.
Wow, okay. Yeah, let's play some more of that. Some more Just surprise everybody.
And just kind of relax.
Well, yeah.
This is like a Bob Ross episode. Yeah. You know, without the afro.
All right, let's do it.
Every breath you take and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I've been watching you. And every single day and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I've been watching you. And oh, can't you see? You belong to me. And how my poor heart aches with every step you take, every move you make, and every vow you break. Smile you fake and a claim you stay. I've been watching you. Oh yeah. Since you've gone, I've been lost without a trace. I dream the night, I can only see your face. I look around, but it's you I can't replace. I feel so cold and I long for your embrace. If my heart was torn
words to show you feel that your love for me is real. What would you say if I took those words away? Then you couldn't make things new just by saying I love. Talk to you and make you understand. All that you have to do is close your eyes and just reach out your hands and touch me. Hold me close, don't ever let me go. More than words is all I then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I'd already know. What would you do if my heart was torn in two? More than words to show you that your love for me is real. What would you say if I took those words away? Then you couldn't make things new just by saying I love you.
Than words.
More than words?
Yeah.
What's more than words?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It sounds like they're next to a stream.
That's true. Could be the ocean.
Yeah, probably.
It's not Niagara Falls. It'd be much more louder. Much more loud. Now, you know, more than words, you think about it, that's kind of, you know, some things, actions have more are more than words. You know, a person's actions, that can tell a lot about a person, you know.
That's way over my head.
Well, you know, some people are full of words and not much of action.
Some folks are full of BS.
That's
too.
True. Yeah,
like our show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shoot, it's a lazy day. I'll tell you. Hooey. I don't know. I feel like going home and sit by the fire.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Stretch out.
Get a nice toasty fire going. Wiggle your toes in front of it. You know.
Yeah. Well, we'll just play some more. You got some more soft kind of vocal music there.
Yeah, harmonies and
yeah. It's Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, yeah. This is not the original. It's a cover, obviously, but, you know, still, I think it's a good cover.
Who do you think did the original?
It wasn't the one guy, Israel, whatever his last name is, I can't pronounce. The one guy from Hawaii. He's a really good singer. He was a good singer, you know?
Can you imagine that his... being a pallbearer for him?
Yeah.
Wow. I bet they had a lot of guys.
Wasn't his funeral at the in the ocean, I think?
I don't know. I don't know. He was a big guy.
Yeah. He had a big heart.
Ukulele or something like that.
Yeah, he was a good musician. He had other good songs, too. Just wasn't, you know, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. He's another one that died too young. I think
well, he weighed 500 pounds or something. Yeah. I mean, he was big.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of ways he brought a community together too. You know, he had a lot of good influence. Just, it's sad, you know. We don't, you know, you look at obesity and things like that and people don't treat it like addiction. You know, it is an addiction at that point, you know. And I think that's a proper way of treating it, like someone that's an alcoholic or a drug addict. You know, there's food addicts, you know.
You think it was food that caused that?
It could be. That's like There's
a couple of wires crossed in his
system. There's some cats, for instance, or dogs. They can't control some of them. Some dogs and some cats can't control their, you know, they're just hungry all the time, you know. So it could be something genetic, could be environmental, you know, could be anything. But I think, you know, in the end, I think he did more positive than negative, and that's a good thing. So it's hard to say.
We got another bug buzzing around.
Yeah, yeah. No buzzing around, Bill. They're going for your eyeballs, I swear. It's the moisture in your eyes, Bill.
I don't know, but I'm going to get one here one of these days.
We're going to give Bill a bottle to spray him
give
with.
Give me one of those electronic zappers. Fly swatters. Yeah.
They make these salt guns that you can shoot salt from to kill bugs with. Did you know that? Yeah. Supposedly it kills flies and stuff. You can shoot flies with a piece of salt. Huh. It kills them.
Well, let's play Over the Rainbow. And is that what it was?
Yeah, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's play that and see if I can stay awake.
One, two, three, four.
Two, three, four. see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, but also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you?
It is a wonderful world.
It is a wonderful world, yeah.
Unless you got something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of people.
That's true.
You ever been to Walmart lately?
Yeah, yeah. Shoo-wee. It's a very interesting experience.
Wow. Makes me feel good.
There's a website called People of Walmart.
You feel fortunate.
Yeah, if you go onto that website, People of Walmart, you'll see what everybody else is seeing. I've seen, in person, I've seen some interesting things. Very rude people sometimes, you know. It's just...
I see a lot of pajamas and stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah.
People wearing their pajamas to go shopping.
Yeah. I've seen people that were, you know, I don't care how people dress, but I've seen some people where they had their butt cheeks hanging out so much that I was shocked. You know, they're wearing shorts that where over half their butt was hanging out. And I just thought, that's a weird thing to do. I mean, I don't care. It's just... odd, you know. It's just an odd thing.
It's I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's like two watermelons, you know, just draping.
You think there'd be a law against that?
No, well, maybe. Jeez. I'm the first to say, like I said, I don't care, but it's one of those things where you just can't believe someone's wearing something like that, you know?
Could you imagine being a policeman arresting somebody?
They used to do that, right? They used to make sure they're not showing ankles and stuff, you know? I'm not trying to call, we go back to that. Just the pajamas one's weird. That's weird. I've seen people wearing booty shorts. Where it looks like underwear to me, but they're in Walmart wearing that, and it's different. Whereas you go to the South, people dress up more when they go to Walmart. It's a very odd thing.
Walmart's high class down
that's
there.
Right, you know?
I used to go to the Winn-Dixie in Marion, Alabama.
Yeah.
They had two checkout lines, one for the people with double wides and one for the people with single wide trailers.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
I just made that up. But
yeah, I mean, that is a funny thing.
That's the way it looked to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Winn-Dixie. I don't know if they're even around anymore.
I think they're still around. That is a funny one, yeah.
Yeah, that was the only grocery store in town. And it's yowza.
It reminds me of back in the day when I worked at a grocery store, you had to wear a tie when you worked. Like you had to wear dress slacks and dress shoes and a white dress shirt and with a tie. And you had to be clean shaved. Never could have any you know, couldn't have any 5 o'clock shadow. And which is whatever, you know, it's their dress code. But nowadays you don't see that at all. It's like everybody's very, it's very different times.
Yeah. I used to ask you, do you work here?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't work here. Oh, okay, I just looking for, Cocoa Puffs or something.
Cocoa Puffs.
I don't know. Crazy.
Yeah.
What do we got left to play?
Oh, we got quite a bit left still. We have the next one, Stand By Me, and then...
that's a good one.
You know, you have When You Say Nothing At All. That's another one that's up next.
Well, let's play a couple more. I feel lazy today, real lazy.
We'll come back with the next one after that because I got something to say about it. But yeah, we'll play these next two because you like Stand By Me, right?
Yeah, I think it was. I don't know. I can't remember.
I think this is the one that you liked.
Yeah, probably. So let's play it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, won't you stand by me just as long as you stand by me. If the sky should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, won't you stand by me just as long as you stand by me. Truth in your eyes, saying you'll never leave me. The
touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Hazy day for this kind of music.
Yeah.
We need some sunshine. Is what that, we need.
That might come out soon.
You got a
here.
Song that bring that would help the sunshine come out.
You would hope. You
okay,
know.
Well, let's dig one of those out.
Let's dig one out and
see if we have any effect on the weather.
Right.
Shoot.
The night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy. If you will only say and love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away. No, please don't take my sunshine away.
One. Think that'll bring the sun?
I hope. At least the beach weather.
You got a rain song?
That's right.
We've been looking at rain for a long time. Last night was pretty awesome. I mean, it was
a lot of rain.
Pretty windy, too.
That's true.
Crazy weather we've been having. Holy smokes.
And then you have the shivers.
The shivers?
Yeah.
What's that?
From the rain.
Oh. I don't know. I stay in a house.
There you go.
Yeah, to run around out in the shivery rain. So, okay, well, let's call it a day.
And leave off some good music to you guys.
Yeah, we'll leave a couple to the end here to serenade you. And we'll see you all next week.
See ya.
You think that's a good idea?
That's a good idea.
Okay, next week.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. And I know it's been coming for some time now. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. And I know, shining down like water. Oh yeah. Cause I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? Cause I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day? Yesterday and days before, sun is cold and rain is hard. And I know it's been that way for all my time. Till forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. And I know it can't stop, I wonder. Oh yeah, cause I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? Cause I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day? Sunny day.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Oh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Ooh. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Oh yeah, I want it all. You got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss you right. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I'm like my soul's on fire. I wanna stay up all day and all night. Yeah, you got me singing like ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And when you're close up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. I love it when you do it like that. When you're close up, give me the shivers. Oh, baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. When they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back into the car. On the back seat in the moonlit dark, wrap me up between your legs and arms. Oh, I can't get enough. You know you could tear me apart. Put me back together and take my heart. I never thought that I could love this heart. Oh, I can't get enough. You got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss you right. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I, like my soul's on fire. I wanna stay up all day and all night. Yeah, you got me singing like ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And when you're close up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. We'll say ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And when you're close up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. And baby, you burn so hot, you make me shiver with the fire. Started, I don't want it to stop. You know you make me shiver. Baby, you burn so hot, you make me shiver with the fire. You got this thing we started. I don't want it to stop. You know you make me shiver. Yeah, you got me singing like ooh, I love it when you do it like that. Then you're closer, give me the shiver. You wanna dance. Say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back, yeah.